Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
And another South Bay business is hit by this recent uptick in smash and grabs. We'll tell you what we know coming up in the next few minutes.
Variant creeping across other countries, how the Biden administration plans to respond here in the U.S.
Plus, the new cases of the Omicron variant reported overseas and the restrictions also taking place across the globe.
And the dramatic scene at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza after a tow truck drives the wrong way.
Good morning to you. It is Monday, November 29th. I'm Lynn Keyes.
I'm Amanda Starantino. We're going to start with a look at our weather with Mary Lee. Welcome back. Hope you had a nice Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much. Missed you guys. Everyone had a good Thanksgiving.
It was nice.
Lots of food.
All of the above.
Yes. And we had wonderful weather for Thanksgiving.
Goodness. It was just gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And we saw warm temperatures. Even yesterday, we saw some record-breaking highs. Mm-hmm. So we could do that again today with our warm temperatures. So plenty of sunshine. If you liked the weekend, you're going to like today, and likely you're going to like all week long, because not a whole lot of change for us here in the Bay Area. Here's a live look with our Elise Mark Hoppins Hotel cam looking at San Francisco. Mainly clear skies. It's a chilly start. We're in the 40s and 50s this morning. So grab that jacket if you are heading out the door first thing. And as we look to our afternoon with plenty of sunshine, high pressure in control for us, check it out. Mid 60s along the coast, upper 60s to about 70 around the bay, and upper 60s to low 70s inland this afternoon. So highs above average for this time of year. And you can see all of that sunshine as we head through our day today. So we are looking at quiet conditions, not just today, but the rest of the week. We'll talk about that 7-day forecast coming up in just a few minutes. But now let's check in with Ann, who's filling in for Gianna, doing a great job as you watch the roadways, Ann.
I try, and it is starting to look a little bit more like a Monday out there on the roadways. Starting off with our main travel times, traffic slow for the super commuters westbound on 580. It'll take you over 50 minutes to drive from Highway 205 and Tracy to Dublin. On westbound 4, around a half an hour to go from Highway 160 to I-80. Taking a live look at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza, a few more cars there. Metering lights are on. It'll take you around 10 minutes to drive from the maze into San Francisco. And a live look at the San Mateo Bridge, seeing more traffic westbound. 12-minute drive from Highway 880 into 101 in Foster City. Len and Amanda.
Thank you, Ann. This morning, another business in the South Bay has been hit by this recent uptick in smash and grabs.
KPX5's Jocelyn Moran is live from the Santa Clara Police Department this morning. Jocelyn, what do we know so far about this? Yeah, Len, Amanda, well, this happened this morning at the Fix Kicks on El Camino in Santa Clara. We're still waiting to hear from the police department regarding the details, but take a look at this video. This was shot earlier this morning, and you can see the damage done to the front doors. They've been completely smashed into. These images, similar to what we have been seeing play out throughout the Bay Area in recent weeks at many businesses. We are hearing reports that about 25 to 35 people broke in and stole valuable items. That has not been confirmed with Santa Clara PD yet. So far, the Santa Clara Police Department has acknowledged that the business has been robbed previously, but you can see in this video the shoes they sell. They sell Jordans, one pair worth hundreds of dollars. Again, we are working to get more information, but as soon as we do get that, we'll bring that to you. For now, live from Santa Clara, I'm Jocelyn Moran, KPIX5.
Jocelyn, thank you. And happening today in a Contra Costa County courtroom, three suspects in the mob-style robbery of the Walnut Creek Nordstrom will be arraigned on felony charges of conspiracy, burglary, robbery, and organized retail theft. Investigators say they were among about 90 people who stormed the store last weekend, stealing tens of thousands of dollars in merchandise. This morning, the U.S. is banning most travelers from 8 countries in South Africa because of the new COVID variant.
KPX5's Justin Andrews is live in the newsroom looking at how the U.S. is preparing for this latest COVID strand. Justin.
Yeah, the new COVID variant Omicron is spreading throughout other countries and threatening to thwart COVID recovery here in the U.S. President Biden is expected to address the nation today. Health experts are keeping a very close eye on this, and the Biden administration plans to respond by banning and shutting doors to South Africa and its neighbors. The World Health Organization, which gave the new name to this variant, says travel restrictions may not be necessary until the variant is better understood. One of the first doctors to spot this new variant in South Africa says symptoms so far appear to be mild. Another big question this morning, though, is whether Omicron is more contagious than the Delta variant.
people who have looked closely at this sequence, those individuals feel reasonably confident that three doses of vaccine is going to be protective. Now, that could give a really strong impetus to trying to get more people boosted.
We do think it's more contagious when you look at how rapidly it spread through multiple districts in South Africa. It has the earmarks, therefore, of being particularly likely to spread from one person to another.
So just yesterday, President Biden met with his COVID response team as doctors around the world are just scrambling to get a better grip of this new variant. We talked to international travelers at SFO. I'll have those interviews when I'm back in the next 30 minutes. We're live in the newsroom. I'm Justin Andrews, KPIX 5.
And we're keeping our fingers crossed that this one stays tame. Thank you, Justin. And over in Japan, officials are temporarily suspending the entry of all foreign visitors starting tomorrow. The nation's prime minister says the restriction will be in place until we know more about the Omicron variant. Hong Kong is also tightening its border restrictions. It is limiting travel from 8 South African countries. In response to this new variant, any non-residents who have been to the countries won't be allowed in.
And in Australia, there have been 2 new cases of the Omicron variant. So far, the country has detected 5 cases of the new variant. Right now, the 2 are self-isolating at a government facility. The UK is reporting 9 cases of the variant. Right now, Oakland police are searching for a suspect who shot and killed someone during a car break-in. This happened just after 3:30 yesterday afternoon on Grand Avenue near Lake Merritt. Crime Stoppers and police are offering a $10,000 reward leading to an arrest. This comes as OPD says it is upping its officer patrols in response to an increase in violent crime across the city. That includes the fatal shooting of security guard and former Bay Area police officer Kevin Nishida. He died Saturday morning, a few days after being shot by an armed robber who tried stealing camera gear from a Cron 4 news crew. Nishida also worked frequently with KPIX 5 crews. A fund has been set up at a local bank to help the Nishida family. If you'd like to help out, you can get the details at kpix.com.
A live look from Oakland, where a group of cannabis business owners are set to hold a press conference today. Organizers are calling for tax relief for stores that were targeted by armed robberies earlier this month. Supernova Women, the nonprofit leading the event, says more than 15 small cannabis businesses that were robbed now face over $5 million in losses.
4 suspected thieves are on the loose this morning in Antioch. Police say 3 men and 1 woman wearing face masks and hoodies used hammers to break in at a Walgreens, stealing $2,400 worth of merchandise. This all happened Saturday night at the store on Deer Valley Road. Also in Antioch over the weekend, a wild car chase involving a 13-year-old boy. Police say they spotted a stolen car driving on L Street near Sycamore Drive in Antioch early yesterday. Police chased the stolen car through the city and into Oakley. The driver lost control of the car and crashed near a Starbucks on Main Street. The boy tried to run away but was arrested by police.
Dramatic video here shows a tow truck driving the wrong way at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza and ramming a patrol cruiser. CHP says for some reason the driver parked the truck just after the toll booth and refused to move. When officers arrived, they say the driver took off and turned around and sped back, going the wrong way. So here's the aftermath of the plow. Video from the Citizen app shows the huge dent on the hood of the patrol cruiser. CHP says the driver and an officer were taken to the hospital with minor injuries.